take it from someone who knows, being the new kid is a hard process to go through, and I've had to do it 4 times now. Joining a new school is one of the hardest things to do because you're completely starting your life over. You need to find new friends, follow a new schedule, and completely adapt to a new environment. My most recent move was my hardest, and it was definitely because I moved in the middle of 7th grade. And it didn't help that my family chose the worst neighborhood to live in. All of our close neighbors spoke no English, and all the kids were a lot younger than me. When I moved before, I was in grade school, and it was easier to make friends because we were so young, but when I moved in 7th grade, it was a lot harder because everyone already had their new friend groups. They had no room for the new kid, no room for me. And that's how I felt every day for a while. I felt like I didn't belong there. I moved to Indiana from Atlanta, the complete opposite side of the country. I still had my southern accent, and I knew nothing about shoes, which is all anyone ever wanted to talk about in Indiana. In a lot of television shows, you might see a student take his or her lunch to, like, the janitor's closet or the bathroom. And I'm sad to say that was me in 7th grade. I walked around the cafeteria looking for people I recognize. And the one time I finally found someone, I walked over to sit with them, and the second I sat down, they could not have been more angry. You know why? There were two girls right behind me that were about to sit down, and I got the message. I left. They were so mad. I was pretty mad, and I was at that point where anything could have put me over the edge. You could say I was bullied a lot, too. There were a lot of times where kids would run up behind me and whisper just weird and terrible things in my ear, and just they got to laugh at that for some reason. It hurt my feelings, honestly, a lot, and I remember receiving a tour of the school from a counselor when I moved who promised me that the students at Creekside fought over who could be my friend. They love new kids, but apparently, to be honest, I wasn't getting that vibe. 7th grade was the hardest year of my life. Then came 8th grade, and in a way, I was thankful because that previous summer I was so lonely due to my exotic neighborhood, I guess. I talked with my mom every night about what to do, and yeah, sometimes I cried myself to sleep. I didn't ever want to talk to my dad about it because it was his job that moved us. But there's nothing he could do about it, and I didn't really want to make him feel guilty. It wasn't his fault. It had been 6 months since I moved to Carmel, and I was going to find a friend, and later that year, I found someone. This guy was pretty cool, and since our last names were close, we were in the same group a lot. We played basketball, and that was enough to start a conversation. I found out he was a triplet with a brother and a sister, and we all became good friends. I was introduced to their friends, and that's how I adapted to my new life in Carmel. That was awesome for a while, and then later, he started bullying me. I don't think it was intentional, honestly, but one of his other friends got moved to our classroom, and I was left in the dust. I was the kid that they didn't want to talk with. Again, they already had their friend groups. He did. And I was just there, and he excluded me a lot, and it hurt a lot. The one guy I found, and he's just like all the other people. It's been almost 5 years since I moved here to Indiana. I moved to Indiana December 17th of 2011. I remember that date. And don't ask me how, because I have no idea. It's just imprinted in my mind now. I remember my mindset about the move, too. I was excited to meet new people, and the experience was going to be awesome because all the things that I heard. Everyone fought over to be friends with a new kid. So that's my story. I found friends eventually, and I met awesome people and had awesome experiences. Just the one thing that I have that's still stuck in my mind is, am I going to move again? Am I going to leave what I have right now and have to start the process all over again? And that's so terrifying. It's terrifying. I don't want to do that again. I do not want to go through that again. So that's why I'm making this, to spread the word that new kids need to be helped a lot, honestly. And I'm a shy kid. I'm a really shy kid, but so I don't make friends easily. And it hurts when people exclude me. It hurts a lot. For WHJE, this has been Jackson Ammons.